5 months ago, I made a video explaining why the BBC's economic model guarantees that it will continue to make bad calls financially. But recently, the BBC's obvious liberal elite bias has become overwhelming, to the point where it is becoming an active hindrance to watching pretty much anything at all, and especially news coverage.
I think we've reached peak wank.
It seems to have gone into overdrive of late. I've already complained formally to the BBC once this year over Victoria Derbyshire featuring the Trump blimp in the studio.
Peak wank.
Then I was distraught when they axed the only decent political show on television, This Week, which, with Andrew Neil and Michael Portillo, regularly polls over 1 million viewers despite being dumped into a midnight slot.
Peak wank.
Then, a couple of weeks back, Question Time ran a panel of five, count them, five Remainers, 1 week before the woke alleged comedian Francesca Martinez talked for an absolute age to shill for Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonald with a panel who wouldn't dare interrupt her or challenge her because she has cerebral palsy. And look at how the media elites lapped it up. I couldn't stand to watch more than 5 minutes of this and turned off my television.
I think we've reached peak wank.
Then Dan Walker showed blatant bias towards the rent a British Macron excuse for a media darling and all-round tosspot Rory Stewart.
Peak wank.
But just as we thought it couldn't get any worse, the BBC hosted the Tory leadership debate. I counted that Emily Maitlis interrupted Boris Johnson over 16 times during it. Sometimes two or three times in one sentence. Followers of mine reported that Boris's mic was being turned down and Rory Stewart's was being turned up. But that's not all. The imam, who the BBC brought in to stitch up Boris Johnson and who caused the other candidates to launch into an orgy of virtue signalling, including Sajid Javid at one point trying to make the candidates have an on-air pact of wokeness, he turned out to be a vicious anti-Semite and a misogynist. Another guest was a Labour Party activist who the BBC failed to identify on air. It makes one wonder about the various other eye-rollers who they had on as general members of the public, including a woman whose husband worked in real estate who inexplicably believes that Brexit will result in him losing his job for reasons never explained or challenged.
Peak wank.
I've come to the point where I believe it's time to revoke the BBC's Royal Charter. You can sign this petition, but more than that, you can simply cancel your TV licence now. It's time for the BBC fundamentally to reform or get out. Now get out.
And a very special thanks too. Stetson F. Lionel, The Ambivalent Onion, Christopher Scholholm, The Crimson Satyr, Chris, Kieran Haywood, Mr. A.M. Swainson, Radical Liberation, The Binary Surfer, Tragic Vision, Bailey and Aurora, Toyotomi Ami, Holy Spatula, Alexander, Froggy, Splice, Buckhejet Society, Michael Meir, J. Greenriver, Michael Tynan, Heronius Napalm V, Vincenzo Rapio and Edward Darrow.